your second hour of Hollywood Connections coming at you with the lady with all the connections, Miss Dawn Reese.
Thank you so much, Peter Blake. And he is my producer. We want to thank him so much for doing such a great job and keeping up with everybody on the phones today.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
So here, we're going to start off. I know I have a VIP caller calling in shortly. Anybody on the lines yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so let's try this. Okay, all of you driving, all of you at home, all of you on Facebook. Oh, maybe I'm not on Facebook yet, on live. So we're going to do a live giveaway for two tickets to a comedy show. Do you need a date night? Do you need some fun?
And you can pick the night.
And you can pick the night. So here you go. Call us now. Even if you're one of my friends and you're watching the show and you say, Dawn, I've been trying to go to this comedy show. Just give us a call, 727-441-3000. We're going to give it a second, see who calls in for two tickets to a comedy show. Anytime you want, we would love to have you there. Larry's here to give these tickets away, so call in, 727-441-3000. I'm going to go live on Facebook and announce that as well. And we also have Mr. Arnold here.
Mike.
He's right here. And he's got his mic and headsets. He's also a comic. He's performed at Sunny's Comedy Club. And your last name is my name. But you're not my Mr. Arnold.
It is. But I think we're distantly related. I'll see you when we have the genealogy convention early in 2017.
You know, I've been thinking about this. I think you're both related. You just have different mothers and fathers.
No, actually, because my husband's name is Arnold. So that comes from his side of the family.
Okay.
I look forward to seeing you at the various holiday get-togethers this year, you and Bert.
So. Oh, thank you. Yeah. So,
are you cooking, Mike?
Yes, I am. Okay. I am. Me and Stouffer's.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Do we have a caller?
We do. We got Rob on the line. Rob from Clearwater.
Rob, guess what? Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah. I went to school with your husband, Bert Arnold.
At
St. Cecilia's. Yep.
Oh, that's...
I'm a big fan of the Hollywood Connection show.
Very cool. Well, guess what, Rob? You won yourself two tickets to a comedy show.
Congratulations.
That's great, Dawn. Thank you.
Well, Rob, so tell us what you do.
I do putting out flyers for people for their businesses.
Oh, that's what I do in marketing. Do you work for the same attorney's office?
No.
What kind of promotions do you do?
Put out Avon books or people that own their own businesses. I put out flyers for them on doorknobs.
Oh, you go door to door?
Neighborhood to neighborhood. Yeah, door to door.
You get chased by a lot of dogs?
No.
No? Okay.
No dogs?
No.
Canvassing's still an effective strategy, isn't it?
I'm surprised he doesn't get chased by dogs. He always calls up here all the time.
Okay, Peter Blake, enough of that there, brother.
Well, maybe we could use you for putting some comedy stuff up there as well, right? Maybe Larry could talk about it.
Yeah, you bet.
How about we get a dog and we record it and have the dog bite him in the most unusual place? That would be funny.
That would be a viral YouTube video.
There you go.
Well, Pete, we have the official station dog, Blue.
There you go, Blue.
Blue could do that gig.
Very cool. Well, Rob, you have our number here. Do you have our website? We can get your information. Can you give it to Peter, your phone number? And on the air. And we'll make sure that you have we have your information. Thank you so much. He is actually, I don't know what Peter's doing, but he's live on Facebook. All right. Thank you so much for calling, and you are our winner.
Congratulations.
All right. So, Peter, anyone else on the phone?
No.
Not yet. Okay, so that was our one caller.
Well, we'll give us some
time.
We're
on five stations.
We're not going anywhere. We're here till next Wednesday, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. So, Mike, you're a stand-up comedian.
I am, and I've been fortunate enough to work on numerous occasions at Larry's Club. He has the best club in Pinellas County, without question.
Well, thank you, Mike. That's very nice of you.
And Larry is too modest. Larry is a fine comic in his own right, but more importantly, he's a great promoter and an astute judge of talent. Did I say everything properly? And is the $14 coming to me after the show?
It was $5, but okay.
Okay.
So what do you talk about with your stand-up comedy?
My stand-up is usually observational about the incredibly horrendous decisions we all make in life. And I try to make it humorous, whether it's talking about buying a car, whether it's the futility of going to an online dating service where everyone apparently is a pathological liar. I mix in just enough political humor to avoid being taken out by an angry partisan voter. So I try to make it a potpourri.
Okay. Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And, you, of course, I think Bull may have touched on it earlier, but you do have to kind of go with the crowd. And I totally agree with what Larry was talking about. Because I am the only 6'4" comedian who can't dunk a basketball in the United States working as a professional comedian, it's fun to just try to create a niche. I think that's how the French pronounce it. We pronounce it niche, but let's all be French tonight and say niche. You do want to create sort of a persona on stage where people are going to say, what about that dorky guy that can't dunk? You know, oh, Mike Arnold, let's have him back at the club. So you're not going to mistake.
Who's that big, tall guy?
Who's
remember
that
him?
Big, yeah. tall yeah. guy, the yeah. tall, nearsighted Kramer-looking guy? Let's have him back. So, yeah, you want to be remembered, and you also want to know when to drop the mic and get off stage. You always want to finish on a high note, right?
I was very very pleased when Mike took my stage the first time because I really didn't know what to expect. And typically I have an opportunity to audition comics before they go up. But as I recall, you came in and however it worked out, Pat Duax, I guess through Pat Duax.
Yeah,
I didn't know what I was walking into, and I said, I hope the guy's funny, you know. And he was very funny.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
well, guys,
that
you know, I want to say something. I had a little present from a friend today, Little Richard Band. Actually, he just gave me a CD, Little Richard. You know Little Richard.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Very cool. Look at that. I'm going to pass this around. It's sharing day. So it says, try to help your brother, Iron Horse. People don't care no more. They've got a release by Sound G Studios, www.thelittlerichardband.com. The portion of the proceeds go to the We support Vets Fun. Say that three times. And there's a big veteran show coming up November 12th. This will be in Paso Grill. We're going to actually have a table for Tan Talk over there, looking for talent and passing out goodies and all that good stuff.
Well, you couldn't have a better cause to have the event benefit than that, right?
Oh, for sure.
So I hope everything will come out. It's right around Veterans Day weekend. That's super.
I know. And so also, too, is King James is here in the house. And he's actually, if you're live on Facebook, I don't know what's going on over here. He's got something with him. You've got to see if you're live on the internet.
Special
a special guest today. He drives. Yeah, he's got a stuffed puppet witch.
He sits in the passenger seat.
In the passenger seat. Is there a doctor in the house?
Is there a plastic surgeon in the house? Because it looks like the King James's girlfriend might need a nose job. A little rhinoplasty might be in order.
She runs out the comic
book. She might
need
it. We need to get him over here real quick because while we're live on the air today, and you know, at 7:30, I have a top agent calling in as well, Level Model and Talent Agency. Kelly's going to call in. I'd like you to stay with us for this next hour since all of my reporters are busy and all my guests are...
I just want to comment.
Watching something else.
Well, maybe King's girlfriend can get some modeling work, right, Larry?
There you go. Well, you know, it's interesting because years gone by, I've known this guy for decades, and years gone by, I used to hang out with this inflatable naked girl, but he's changed over. It's nice change to him.
King James, you know, you've been saying, we have another headset over there. We, like, have four of them. We need to plug you in because King James is working on a couple things he's going to announce as well. So, Mike, while he's plugging in, why don't you plug yourself about your comedy and give us, like, a 4-minute stand-up.
Well,
sit down.
Give you a 4-minute stand-up? Well, I wonder if some of the listeners have bought a car recently because I bought a car without going to the J.D. Powers or, you know, maybe... Consumer Reports website, and I bought an entry-level factory closeout Chevy Cobalt, and it actually did not work out well because the car is a result of an engineering confab at General Motors saying, let's take the Chevy Beretta and the Chevy Cavalier and make them even uglier, and they came up with the Chevy Cobalt. Larry has seen my car, so he can vouch for the hideosity of the vehicle. And I got the car thinking, you know, that it was going to be a sleek coupe. And just because a vehicle has two doors doesn't necessarily mean it's a performance coupe. And what would you say it has the cachet of?
You know, when they said sleek coupe, they meant geek coupe.
Oh, geek coupe.
Yes,
see, that was the problem. They didn't enunciate correctly. It's like going around in an Amish buggy with an orange triangle on the back and hoping that attractive women are going to say, can you give me a lift home?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. Remember, I dressed it up. I put Mag Wheels racing stripes on it. It had the deluxe option package, which included AM/FM radio and I believe an air conditioner. Yeah, it didn't work.
He even had a bumper sticker on the back door that said, don't laugh, your daughter may be in the trunk.
Okay, wait, well, I have a question. Do you have a name for your car? Anybody have names for their cars?
I named mine Piece of Fecal Matter. I said fecal matter because this is a family show. Yeah. It's radio.
Yeah. Okay, but so you've named your cars.
Yes, I've named my car scatologically that way. I mean, if Larry, have you ever named a car?
Yes, Larry, what's your car's name?
Embarrassing.
Is it really?
Yes, name of my car.
Okay, so I, you know what? I had one called Cleopatra because I won her at a casino.
Really?
I call it because it was a Cleopatra machine. And this one that I have, the Jeep, is called Pocahontas. So, yes, I do. King James, you name your cars.
No. I just drive them.
You just drive.
Well, what make and model was Cleopatra?
Oh, well, she was an older car. But, you know, I was in Arizona and I needed a car, so I was visiting my
grandchildren. I like it. Maybe I will officially petition to change the name from Piece of Bleep to something a little bit more honorable.
There you go. See, you got some motivation. Peter.
I know. I'll name it Albatross. A-L and then B-A-T-R-O-S-S.
Well, I know Peter's. I bet your car's named Spider.
Spiderella.
See, I knew it because the license plate say it.
That's it.
I agree.
And in the background, we got some Adam Sandler Ode to My Car, car honk censored version. So there you go. What he was talking about.
Very cool. So we're just having some fun here. And in the meantime, till our VIP calls in.
You know what I drive these days, Dawn?
What do you drive?
I'm driving a 1993 Dodge Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. When I stop at traffic lights, if there's a homeless guy standing at the corner with one of those signs, we'll work for food.
Right.
They usually come over to my window and give me money.
Well, I'm pretty easy to give people money on my car because my window's broke on my left side. It keeps going up and down. Yeah, I've been doing promotions at auto places. They're like, do you need some help with that? I'm like,
sorry, I can't help you out. The window's broken.
That could create some frustration at toll plazas, right, Dawn?
More of a frustration when it rains. I'm calling my husband going, honey.
You have to hope that the rain is coming from the direction of the passenger side. So
exactly. I agree. Anything else? Okay, King James has some good news for us. I got to bring the mic over to him. We're going to share Mike. Mike over to King James. This is because his name is Mike.
Oh, you mean the fashion, Miss Wagon Wheel pageant?
Yes. Yeah. Talk about what you're putting together over there.
Okay, it's the first ever Miss Wagon Wheel pageant, 2016. We only have a few months to put it together. So it's coming together really good. There's going to be a lot of special prizes. Actually donated by the vendors there. If anybody's been to the Wagon Wheel, they know how big it is.
And it is one of the biggest Wagon Wheels flea markets. I mean, one of the biggest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I know in the...
Have you been there, Larry?
Oh, absolutely.
In Florida. Yeah. I know. Right. In Florida. I haven't been to any other around the country.
It's so big, you need 2 days to see it all.
It's huge.
Yeah.
As the guy said.
And they have really good coconuts. I found one the other day. Mm-hmm. And the lady was like cutting them half with a big, you know, butcher knife.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We're registering the models in the second building, right in the main breezeway. If they come right behind the office. The office is in the front of the building, and we're right behind in the second building. So they can't miss me or you or one of your beauty queens. You can recognize them. I won't be wearing a crown.
And what ages?
From 16 to 25, we're going. We're getting all the prizes together. The vendors are really doing a good job donating a lot. The Wagon Wheel is looking forward to their first Miss Wagon Wheel 2016, probably to ride in their Christmas float. That'd be, you know, just what they needed.
People are going to ask, what are the advantages of being Miss Wagon Wheel? Since you're putting this together, what is the profit of it for being Miss Wagon Wheel?
Well, I think just by you alone being a part of it, they're going to get a lot of good exposure. I mean, it's just like Miss America with all the contacts you have. As well as with all the shows that I'm doing.
I have to stop you. I'm sorry.
Larry.
It's like being Miss America.
Are we out of time?
It's like being Miss America, well, being Miss Wagon
Wheel.
Here
we go.
You haven't been to any of Dawn's shows.
I thought we were doing comedy here. I didn't realize you were being serious about this.
I think a lot of flea markets have their own, you know, beauty pageants.
Well, sometimes I know they use the stages, but we're looking for little Miss and Miss and Preteen later in January.
Yeah, in January, you'll be taking care of all that.
Miss Wagon Wheel pageant coming up.
Yeah. Well, your green-skinned girlfriend with the happy entering the
pageant. You got to talk in the mic, Mike.
Well, your green-skinned girlfriend with the happy entering the pageant.
I don't know. She might be a judge along with Larry, maybe. Yeah, we'll have some very interesting people there. But I expect hopefully a good turnout. And just remember, the pageant crowning will be December the 11th. It's on a Sunday at 1 p.m.
I have questions.
Yes, go ahead. Okay, about Wagon Wheel Pageant.
I didn't mean to.
You're here.
Is it only open to women?
To who?
Is it
only open to women?
Yes.
Well, ordinarily, that's right. You know, right now, yeah.
Okay.
And you are the mayor of Pinellas Park, according to that shirt you're wearing.
That's right.
So I imagine you're going to be there.
You're probably wondering how I got this shirt. I met the mayor of Pinellas Park, and he said that, you know, he would do anything for his constituents, his residents. He said, give him the shirt off his back. I said, I'll take it.
And
it's on the back of Larry's shirt. So, Larry, we could make you a judge at the Wagon Wheel Pageant.
That'd be great. But back to my question for a minute. Is it women and people that dress like women or just women?
No, these are going to be beautiful young ladies.
Okay.
We're going to show what we've got in Florida and especially in the Tampa Bay area.
So. And it's really cocktail or Sunday best dress. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's just one on-stage interview, very simple. I know we have somebody on the air, right, Peter?
Miss Florida Diva.
Hello, Yvonne. Okay. We are missing you here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm getting better every day. I'm a little bit better.
Oh, good, good. And you know, Larry's here. Say hi to Larry.
Hi, Yvonne. Hi, I'm sorry to hear. Sorry to hear you.
Mike Arnold.
Yes, Mike Arnold's here.
Yvonne, are you on speaker? Yeah, you got to get off a speaker. Anyone that calls in, because you're echoing. You're like the Grand Canyon. We're like hearing Yvonne three times. Are you still there?
Pete's saying hi.
Somehow we can't. Yeah, you have to be off a speaker. Are you there? This is Yvonne, my co-host. She's my Miss Florida Diva.
In a tunnel.
Yes, she's forever Miss Diva.
Yeah, she'll probably be a judge, too.
Yes, she'll be one of the judges for him. And so, Yvonne, are you still there? I have no idea. You're on speaker. We can't hear you. You have to get off a speaker.
Okay, I'll call back. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So, anyways, in the meantime, that's Yvonne. She's going to call in and talk to the agent as well. So, Mike, get on the mic. I like that. Mike.
Makes it easy. So, yeah, we were talking a little bit earlier, Dawn, about your longstanding love affair with Henry Winkler.
Oh, well, you know what? It wasn't a longstanding affair because I was actually a beauty queen back in the days for Miss South Shore Water Frolics in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And they brought me out on the field with the baseball game, you know, with the Happy Days crew when they're playing baseball. And I was 19. I was on a blind date. And so the funny thing was, all I was stargazing. And here's my blind date going, well, I just don't have a chance with her because she's stargazing at Henry Winkler.
The Fonz, yeah.
Yeah. And
so, with the Fonz.
Oh, yeah, the Fonz. And so he comes out, gives me a big hug. I'm on the field. The cool thing is my uncle was a sheriff. And so he said, Dawn, their bus broke down. Why don't you come downstairs? So I came downstairs and I met everybody, which was totally awesome. Wow. And Ralph Mouth at the time, you know, he was like telling my uncle, I heard, I want her phone number. And he goes, no, my niece, I'm not giving that number out. But what was so cool to me was to meet everybody on the set of Happy Days.
Cool.
And so to see Henry Winkler again, to bring back that memory, he'll be at the Tampa MegaCon this weekend that we'll be at. So you have a story about that.
Well, actually, yeah, because a lot of people have talked about Henry Winkler's frustration after Happy Days of being typecast as Arthur Fonzarelli, the Fonz. Sure. But there's a cult movie out there from 1982 called Night Shift that I've actually taught a class in pop culture, and we discussed this. It was Michael Keaton's first movie, long before Batman. Ron Howard directed it. Ron's cult figure, younger brother, Clint Howard, was in it, and Henry Winkler played a city morgue employee in New York who was convinced by Michael Keaton to turn the morgue into a house of prostitution overnight. And the movie's called Night Shift, and Ron Howard said it was one of his favorite movies to direct. Michael Keaton remembers it fondly, and your acquaintance, Henry Winkler, played completely against type in that. He was kind of a nerdy guy, and he was convinced by Michael Keaton to do illegal activities in the New York City morgue. So I'd like to recommend it to your listeners. You can definitely get it on Netflix. Great soundtrack, 1982.
Great little movie.
Great little movie, very well written by Lowell Gans and Babalu Mandel, who later won an Oscar. And you can see the Fonz playing a nebbishy Woody Allen type character. You'll laugh a lot, and it's one of the best movie soundtracks ever.
I loved it. I got to say something, Dawn. Yes. You missed your shot with going out with Donnie Most. You should have gone out on a date with him because he wound up on America's Stupidest Criminals or whatever it was.
It isn't really.
TV.
Well, now I work for attorney's office.
Well, yeah, and another thing, Larry, you've seen the movie Night Shift, and there was kind of an unappealing woman compared to Dawn, who played Henry Winkler's character's girlfriend. If she had hung out with Henry Winkler a little bit in that situation, you might have been in Night Shift, and you'd still be getting residual checks.
Well, you know, it's funny. I met remember Clint Howard?
Yeah, Clint Howard was in the morgue scene where he lost his virginity in the morgue overnight. And what was cool about that scene was Kevin Costner had an uncredited screen appearance in that. It was before he was famous, but he was in Night Shift before anyone even heard of him. So there's, I think, lots of reasons to see the movie.
Yeah,
Dawn could have been one of the stars.
Well, you know, I met him down at one of the film festivals back in the days. He's like, oh my God, I remember our bus breaking down and those memories. In the meantime, I'd like you to meet Jacqueline. She is a friend of mine. She just popped in to say hello.
And hi, Jacqueline.
You know that she wants to get back into stand-up comedy as well, Larry.
Oh, okay.
I know. So,
you're sitting next to the right guy.
Yeah. So, Peter, how are we doing on the air?
Doing great. We got Madeline from the Madeline and Mommy show.
I know. Before we come to Jacqueline, let me get Ellen real quick. Ellen, just you have a couple seconds here to tell us about the event this weekend.
Hi. Yes. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Awesome. We are super excited and we're getting geared up. We just left Build-A-Bear. They're one of our sponsors. And the fashion show is this weekend, Mad Fashion Fundraiser at the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. And the vendors start at 10 a.m. We'll have an anti-bullying session with Jay Blanton at 1:30 p.m. And then the doors will open at 5, and the fashion show begins at 6 o'clock. We have 6 designers. We have a full lineup of press and media and 100 models that are going to be just looking absolutely gorgeous. Directly after the show, we'll have a red carpet event with Dawn Reese from Hollywood Connections. And we have a big surprise, Marty from the Christian Film Festival is coming in to do a story on our event, so I'm super thrilled about that. We have Tim Proctor from The Walking Dead and R2-D2 and MTV's Ashley Nicole. So we'd love to see you there for the after party, which starts at 9 p.m. and it will continue till 10 o'clock.
Wonderful. Where's the phone number and the website?
Okay, so where you want to go to on Facebook would be Mad Fashion Fundraiser to check everything out. And then if you wish to book a room, contact the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, and give them the promo code of St. Jude's to book a room if you'd wish to stay for just $44 per night over the weekend.
And that's a good deal.
Wow, that's great.
And there's a water park.
And that includes 4 water park passes per night, correct?
Awesome.
That's a deal.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you.
I know.
I had a lot of fun the other day, too, Miss Dawn.
Thank you. We put her on Home Shopping Network. She was like on like a hold a pattern, like in an airline hold pattern. And so she said, hey, if anybody doesn't show up, put me on hold. So, of course, I had to send everything over, and they were what she was looking for. And she got on HSN. She's going to get a guitar. So what did you think of Randy? Keith Urban guitar, because we're going to be doing Randy
Keith
Jackson.
Keith Urban guitar. I picked out the one that I absolutely loved. And I'm excited to learn my 30 songs in 30 days so we can have a girls jam sesh and I can be back on there next month to do the Randy Jackson bit. I'm so excited.
Very, very cool. We're excited to have you again. The event is this Saturday, so we will see you this Saturday.
Yay! Thank you.
Best of luck with it.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
See you all there. Take care, Miss Dawn.
Thank you. We're going to bring her back with the Keith Urban guitar, and she's going to sing. She's a really good singer, too. So we're going to bring her back. So, and Jacqueline, you just joined us. We're going to actually have Level Model and Talent Agency call us in about 5 minutes. Kelly's calling in. So say hi to everyone. You have to bring the mic closer. There we go.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing in this world?
She's got some funny stand-up comedy just from dating. You are hilarious.
Oh, dating. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so this is he owns Sonny's, or, you know, Sonny's Comedy Club on the weekends. Yeah, so he's going to do open mic. There you go.
Oh, fabulous. In person.
So do you have like a stand-up routine for like a minute you can come up with? Anything?
Would be from back in the day when I first started it. I went out on with tiger slippers on. I'm a Catholic girl. Well, I'm recovered now. And I'm talking about how slender the pole is and, you know, it goes downhill from there. But anyways.
So anyways, any advice to Jacqueline?
Jacqueline, I would just say you understand about rolling with the punches. It sounds like you have some individual anecdotes to share with the crowd. I think you'll form a bond with them. And it's highly unlikely any of them that will throw any blunt objects at you when you're on stage, which is happening.
Or tomatoes, right?
Yeah. Well, I inspire intense hatred from some people in the audience. A British guy just missed me with a mug because he said he didn't understand the English inflections in my act. And I said, well, you know, why don't you go to the Improv in London if you don't like American comedy? And the bouncers threw him out on his keister. But no, it sounds like the honesty
of your
well, I have quick reflexes, but right. it sounds like you'll build a good rapport with the audience, and you should have a great revival of your career.
Oh, well,
and
thank you.
Welcome to the insane asylum we like to call Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
Well, also, Jacqueline is going to come back to the show here. She has her own show. She's coming back to Tantalk really soon.
Yes, Core Center for Divinity Radio, actually.
Right. She's like your spa moment. Yes. So you need to relax, unwind, and listen to Mama J. That's what she does.
We'll talk deep conversations and have Zen music and all kinds of good stuff.
Sounds like great holistic benefits can be derived from talking to you. Plus, exactly. You have a very soothing purple sarong or whatever it is on that I tend to feel less stressed out.
You're here with three guys. Watch out.
Yeah, it clashes with what the witch is wearing over on the bench.
I'm around too much estrogen anyways for my full-time job, so all this testosterone, yes, give it to me.
I got you. Do we have Kelly on the line yet?
We do. We got both Miss Florida Diva and also Kelly.
Great. Yvonne, stay on. I'll be right with you. And let's introduce Kelly. She's from Level Model and Talent Agency. We have been waiting. We've been goofing around here, Kelly, on the air on five stations, 106.1 FM. And Kelly, how are you?
I am fine, Dawn. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we have some comics in the house that have questions, and I know we have some actors in the house. We have Sunny's Comedy Club. We've got to get you over there because you work so hard. That's here in Clearwater. But Kelly, tell everybody about your agency, and this is what Hollywood Connections is all about.
All right. Well, and let me apologize in advance. I am just leaving the agency now, so I am on the road just going over the beautiful Courtney Campbell. So just for the connection purposes. But we are a full-service talent agency. We now go by Level Talent Group. We do, of course, print, commercials, TV and film. And then we do our local companies here, HSN, and a little bit of bells and belts and things like that. I think our forte, even though we do probably at least 10 commercials a week through SAG castings and, of course, our private clients, our forte really lies in television and film. We do a series. Some of you may know The Walking Dead, Sleepy Hollow, The Outsiders, a couple of new programs called The Outcast, and Ozarks, and Underground. We still do Nashville, and we do quite a bit of film as well. So we are a full-service agency. We rep people from the age of about 4 years old to about 70. One of my 70-year-old actors just finished up a series regular gig on Nickelodeon. And one of my 5-year-old actors just was flown out to Los Angeles to read for a huge Disney project where he tested. They flew him and his family out there, and he tested for the network. And we're still waiting to hear. So we really run the gamut on TV, film, print, and commercials.
You know, Kelly, I have a young kid in the house. He's one of my young reporters, Calvin. And Calvin, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
What do you do with children? Do you take them for your agency?
I absolutely take children. I actually have an 11-year-old girl. I just placed her about 2 years ago. I share her now with Ariana Grande's manager. She's out in L.A. She's on her way actually home, and then she'll go back out for pilot season. But what we do with children, and listen, we love kids because they have no bad habits. They're themselves. Casting directors tend to really relate. Some of them have formal training, and some of them do not.
Okay, he's bilingual too, right? Yeah, he's bilingual.
Which is huge. Right now, we are in the middle of the CBS diversity casting. Diversity right now is huge in the industry. Hispanics, Latinos, African Americans, Asian. This is what casting is usually working for. As you know, I don't know if you guys ever follow the new hit TV series on Netflix called Stranger Things. The little 11-year-old, there's quite a few children on there, but one was cast as a series regular right out of Nashville. So with children, it's a little bit different. You don't have to have a lot of experience underneath your belt, but you do have to have that it factor. And I think that you're just either you have the gift or you do not. And with kids, they're easy to work with, and they're very organic, which is super important in this industry.
So how does one...
We loved it.
How does one as a child, because we're going to go back in the adults in the comics as well, how does one as a child, or the parent, how do they register with your agency? What do they need to do?
Well, basically what we do is we have them send in some photos. We tell a little bit about them. Quirky is really in. We're not looking for the supermodel type of Ralph Lauren kid, although they do very well in print. But we look for the everyday kid. So they reach out to us, and they can do that at info@leveltalentgroup.com. We sort of get their submissions. We look at their pictures. The mother or father puts in, like, anything that they're into, whether it be sports or they do local theater. And we bring them in. And a lot of times, I will tell you, with kids, whether they be 5 years old or they're 16, a lot of it has to do with personality. It has to be some that the casting and the crew want to be around for the next, say, 3 or 4 months, especially when we're talking about series regulars. And with our kids, what I usually do is I get them off the ground here. I build their resume through Florida and Atlanta. And then we usually also go and develop a team in Los Angeles. So they're going on tape for Los Angeles projects as well. But kids are definitely our forte. We've had many series regulars. And, again, it's about personality. Quirky is good. You don't have to be cookie cutter. We're not necessarily looking for the big Disney kid. All state shapes and sizes and colors, that is what makes the world go round, and that is definitely what casting is into nowadays.
Awesome. Now we have actually Larry from the Comedy Club. He has a lot of comics. Larry, you have some questions for Kelly.
Yeah, hi, Kelly. I've got a number of various guys that come in and out of the club that, I mean, some of these guys are really, really talented stand-up, but also, you know, guys that do other types of things on the stage. And where would they, the same place? I mean, info at Level One Talent, is that where they submit?
Yeah, absolutely. Info at Level Talent Group. And I will tell you what we do with our comics. We get quite a few castings. Like I was saying, we do over 40 different television series right now and tons of film. Improv is probably one of the best tools any actor can have in their toolbox. Mm-hmm. Improv is very, very important. Also, what we do is if they are very special and unique, which I think all comedics are, we also get them to sometimes develop a tape for Saturday Night Live. I just worked a client of mine in Detroit with two of the writers from Saturday Night Live that are actually starring in their own new sitcom called The Detroiters that's shooting in Detroit. Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson. Sam Richardson wrote The Spy with Melissa McCarthy. So we are very unique in We understand that each is an individual. We find their creative talent. We find out why they're unique. And that is what we pitch them on. Why they stand out, why it's important that they be cast, and what sets them aside from others that are going for the same role. So any type of comedic, especially in the Tampa Bay, Orlando area, I'm going to say 50% of our commercial castings, whether they be union or non-union, they always look for improv skills, which we know, you know, comedians are well known for.
Well, I appreciate the info. Do you ever do any corporate booking? You get any calls from corporate, or are you strictly TV and print?
Oh, no. We do definitely do corporate. We do corporate events, you know, where clients will call us and they want somebody to entertain. You know, it could be 200 to 1,500 people. So it really runs the gamut because being in Florida, there are all sorts of needs out there. And I'm telling you, sometimes a lot of them are even, we look for YouTube sensations or somebody that wants to become a YouTube sensation. We have a great new soundstage in Clearwater that is a free YouTube stage. Wow. That actors can apply for and actually get free airtime. They do the production and everything right there in Clearwater.
That's
it's
awesome.
A great ordeal that they put together, and people are really starting to take notice of that YouTube stage.
Wow, that's fabulous. We got to check into that as well. Also, I have another actor, Mike, here, and then we have Jacqueline. She's an actress as well. Mike, you have a question for Kelly.
Yes, Kelly. Actually, you partially answered it already. I wondered about the process for every comedian seemingly does kind of learn the ropes through improvisation, as you said, to be get into acting. And I wondered here in the Pinellas County area about one of the best opportunities. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the location of the free stage for YouTube, because would that be a place where comedians working in the area could cut their teeth and maybe show their versatility as performers?
Good question. Actually, the YouTube stage, the film commissioner, Tony Armour, in the St. Pete Clearwater area, put it together, got the funding for it. I think that there are certain qualifications that you have to meet, and I would strongly suggest reaching out to the St. Pete Clearwater Film Commissioner. But this is cutting edge. I mean, this is actually where the media is going nowadays. Sometimes we do get asked for, okay, we need a lead in this film, and it's with, you know, this star name and this star name. However, we're looking for at least 500,000 followers. I'm going to tell you, especially for comedians, social media platform is very important and to build your base through Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Actually, it seems that Facebook is sort of for us old fogies nowadays, and Twitter and Instagram is where you build your following and your YouTube. I would suggest any comedian out there, write your own material. Start putting on your own YouTube. Definitely check out the Clearwater St. Pete Film Commission. See if they can help you with their YouTube stage because it is free. And see if you can put together something there. Again, when I talk about improv, some of these SAG commercials that we do, and they're mostly out of Orlando because they have a big production hub there, and they're looking for improv and great comedic chops. It's a great way to bank money, enable for you to put it towards other things to enhance your career. Because we know a union job will pay residuals. So, okay, say for instance, I have the guy who did the first identity theft commercial, okay, where the guy is sitting there in the white wife beater, and he comes on air and he's talking like a female, and he went to some fetish place and yada, yada, yada. It was for Visa. Well, he shot one day, but he made nearly $500,000 from that one commercial because it caught on.
Oh, wow.
So wow. he was able That's to impressive. Bank all that money that ran for 3 years. He was able to buy a house, but he was able to reinvest in his career. And actually, he's in New York now, and he's doing quite well. So I think it's important for, you know, I know that you stand up. I get that. But I think it's also important for you guys to be repped by a local agency that can see potential for you commercially, especially if it's a union job that pays residuals throughout the country.
Well, it's funny you mention that, Kelly, because one of the stories that I've heard anecdotally is the story of Stephanie Courtney. There was a somewhat well-received at the box office remake of Heartbreak Kid. Stephanie Courtney is a nondescript actress that had a secondary role in that. It starred Ben Stiller, and I believe his dad, Jerry Stiller, was in it. Made some money. And what happened is Stephanie Courtney ended up being Flo on the Progressive commercials, and she's probably banked, correct me if I'm wrong, millions of dollars as the figurehead for that insurance company, and she's still going strong. She's on billboards. She's on every other commercial on TV. And actually, I think she was quoted as saying, she's found being Flo much more lucrative than the roles she had in film. Is that a fairly decent example of how your career can take a turn that ends up being a very profitable one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she is repped actually by my good friends over at CESD in Los Angeles. And she got that role and she became the spokesperson and the face. And it's not those type of actors, as you move up or and become the face of a product, you are now negotiating. So it's not just SAG scale. It's, you know, you're negotiating for, you know, $250,000, $500,000 guarantee. She actually, and some of the innovative ways that they play in the commercial, I love where she's playing three or four different parts.
I know. It's like she's the female Eddie Murphy from the Nutty or the movies that he, the remake movies that he did. Yeah, that commercial that's just on now, I think they're in a picnic setting in a park. She might be eight or nine different characters in that, right?
It's brilliant. It is so good. So, you know, everybody thinks of fame a little bit differently, but she is making a wonderful living. She is so recognizable, and it was from one commercial. So people that say, oh, man, maybe I don't fit that commercial or I'm a stand-up comedic and, you know, whatever, you have to take that chance.
That was the reason I mentioned it to you, because if she had been a narcissist and an egomaniac and told her representation, I'm not doing an insurance commercial, she would have missed a wonderful opportunity. So a little bit of humility on Stephanie Courtney's part ended up being extremely lucrative for her, right?
Bingo. It certainly did. And now she is a household name, a household face. I think that she's probably laughing all the way to the bank, and she didn't let her ego get in the way, and she's actually having a great time, and she has her creative juices flowing. And if she ever decides, and when she does, to step off this platform, I can assure you, if she goes into the stand-up comedy routine, she's already has a fan base. Mm-hmm. Worth, you know, millions and millions of dollars. People will come out and see her. They relate to her.
Kelly, I have a question. I mean, you're such a documentary. Is there any way you can come to the station next week for the full hour with us? Is it possible?
Well, you know what? You call my office. We will set something up. I don't know if you are aware, but I'm also president of Film Florida, which is
greatest.
Yes, I was voted in by my peers last June. So I am the president of the trade association for the entire state.
Fabulous.
So it's getting a little hairy, but listen, I would love to talk in depth. I know that you have great listeners and everybody is just so eager to learn and get into the business. And I think really, if you have that passion, there is a place for you. So I would more than love to. We'll talk off air, and awesome. We'll arrange something, definitely.
Yeah, you're not just a 10-minute or 20-minute interview. I mean, I need you here for the full hour, Kelly. I really do. So I want to thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And I know we have our next guest on the air, and we have like 6 minutes, 7 minutes left. But Kelly, thank you. I'll call you tomorrow for sure.
Thanks, Kelly.
Awesome advice from Kelly from Level Talent Agency, right? Nice.
Thanks for the info, Kelly.
All right, Peter, let's go to our next caller. We got some great news. Hi, you are on the air on Hollywood Connection, so tell us about your business.
Hi, we own the Chicago, basically Chi-Town Beef and Dogs. We're downtown St. Petersburg, right off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, near Central. And we have, you know, some of the top-rated Chicago dogs and Italian beef sandwiches right here in the Bay. And just wanted to kind of put our name out there. And if anybody's willing to give it a try, you know, we'll give you some good food.
Well, you know what? I'll be out there in the next 2 days. I want to sit with you and do an in-depth interview. And I'd like to give you a commercial. You'll have to come over to the station and we'll cut a commercial for you. How's that?
That sounds great. Yeah, we definitely appreciate all the help. You know, we're big into, first responders and vets. And, I'm a veteran myself. So
okay.
We're looking forward to, you know, everybody coming down, checking it out. It's a good time.
And give your address again.
It's 165 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, St. Petersburg, 33701.
Okay, and your hours of operation?
We are open from 11:30 a.m. to about 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 11:30 to 4 on Saturday.
Well, I know me and the station are going to be down there. We've got a big business meeting on Monday, so I know we could pop in and say hi as well to you.
Get some lunch while you're there.
I know, of course. That's perfect. And also, I'll get the information to get you in the station for that commercial. All righty?
Sounds great, guys. I appreciate all the help. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for calling in. All right, we're going to get you back on. All right, thank you.
All right.
And we'll see you at the Veterans Show, actually, November 12th at Pasa Grill, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, we'll be there. I'm excited to meet you in person. I'm going to do more of a really good interview and sit down and really show what you all have to offer there. Lots of hot dogs, right?
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. We have 5 minutes left. And so, Larry, you want to give another giveaway ticket? She's not been to the club yet. You have to call in. I'm joking. Watch this. Hold on a second.
She has a standing invitation, but I might make her get up on stage for a few minutes.
I know. I've been telling you about her.
I have a way to make that work. See, what I do is I got a separate door. It's on the stage.
Oh, really?
And I'll invite her in, and she'll be on stage.
So. Oh, I've been listening to her jokes about dating for the last... We were going to do a dating show with you on your show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that.
Well, you want to come down this weekend? Come on down this weekend.
We've been trying to get her there for the last week.
I have a crazy work schedule. And
You got to talk in the mic. We can't. Right. I'm reading lips.
You mean you can't hear me? Okay. I have this crazy work schedule. I finally decided to become a grown-up and got a full-time job with a pay increase and all this other
stuff. Well, actually, should we tell the story to Larry? Yes. Well, we can't tell the store, but I went...
She started it.
I did. I was looking for another job at the time, you know.
She gets bored really easily.
I do. Well, it was a fragrance part, and I was allergic to all the Chanel stuff. These people are coming in. I was pouring Chanel on my hands. My dogs wouldn't even kiss my fingers when I come home. They're running away from me.
And I was a security person at the amphitheater with concerts and everything, and I'm like, oh, it would be nice to be someplace where I don't get rained on. So
reasonable.
Yeah, so she put my name in.
I'm like, hey, we can go to lunch, we can do some fun stuff.
And then the day I start, she's like, oh, I quit. I'm like, really?
Well, I was sneezing and I would walk into stores.
So are you a Larry tester, or what do you...
She works in...
I'm a specializer with fitting. I'm a certified fitter.
Fitter for...
Lingerie, bras, stuff like that.
I'm glad. I thought you were talking about the plumbers union. I'm glad it's lingerie.
I know.
Lingerie.
That's exactly where my mother went with that one, but... Yes. So,
yeah, wouldn't you be funny on stage, Larry? Pick the mic. Oh. You got to share. It's sharing.
Just your job alone is a whole routine, you know, I'm sure.
I know. I know.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, the last time I had somebody up there, she does a colonic therapy.
Oh. So really,
but what's all up with that? She goes, well, you know, I said,
but you know what?
Clean out the a-holes.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, I mean, my thing I have to tell you, you know, everybody was allergic to me. You know, when there's nothing to do and you're walking around the counter,
yeah, for sure,
and your feet hurt and you're spraying stuff, you spray all these perfumes on you, you don't smell it. But you go into other places and people are allergic to you.
And they're coughing.
What's that? They were allergic to me.
And you don't need frivolous litigation in your life from people dying because of your scent. So.
It was like the old shit out.
An attorney you should be talking to.
Yes, let's talk about it. We have a good attorney. I know. If you need everything, DUI, but Uber. Uber, you should do Uber.
Yeah,
you know, if
I'm
you're not
an
driving.
Uber driver. I have so mad skills.
She drives really fast. You know, you're with an Uber driver when they don't care and they make those turns real quick. We know. We've been there with Jacqueline.
Well, Jacqueline, what do you think about their new business slogan, Get Your Side Hustle On? Aren't there kind of salacious overtones to that slogan?
For sure, most definitely, yeah. I have a friend who just recently became an Uber driver, and he's actually been experiencing pulling out gun issues and all kinds of crazy stuff. So he's thinking twice about being an Uber driver. I'm like, that's why you don't drive at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning with drunk people around. You just don't do that.
Well, one guy turned into a serial killer in Michigan, and I think took out 6 people on one shift as an Uber driver. So that's a little off-putting.
Yeah,
I'm going to call a yellow cab instead. Yeah.
Well, they could do that too, you know.
They definitely could, and the cab would smell a lot worse. At least this was
an
elegant ride before the person was taken out.
Right, right.
And also, she does massages.
I'm a massage therapist.
Massage therapy. So she's, yeah. And you know, before we go, we have like three minutes.
I have to stop you for 1 second. Do you know anybody that works at Walmart?
I do. Walter. He is my storyteller.
Nice groceries at Publix or something. Everybody you know is a therapist, is a mermaid. I met a mermaid. I met another girl that reads palms and does card readings. And on the side, she, what did she tell me she does? I think she replaces transmissions.
Anyway, I found my last talent at Walmart. He tells Hollywood stories, and he's really good. And we got to get Walter back on. But I also want to thank MissWorldTourismPageants.com. It's a tourism pageant for ladies all ages.
Aren't you the queen of that or something?
I am. I've got my crown and sachet.
That is a great
crown,
by the way.
Isn't it beautiful? It's a beautiful crown. Yes, it is. We want to thank Terry. but go to that. She is looking for people. The Nationals are in Tennessee. So we have about 3 minutes left. Any last words, Larry? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, everybody wants come out to comedy this weekend.
I know.
We got a new guest comic coming in.
We do. So, we do. You know. I'm excited. That's why she came here to meet you. Yeah. I've been on her.
I bet she did.
She can give massages to everybody.
Yeah. But it's Sunny's Comedy Lounge at the Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill. Showtime's 9:30 p.m. Bill O.C. Bull is our headliner with Johnny Hobbs.
Yep.
And God knows who else is going to show up. Maybe Michael'll show up. Who knows?
I might show up for a showcase. The only thing I have is a quick joke because of Halloween weekend coming up. And
yes, happy Halloween.
A skeleton walks into a bar and says, I'd like a draft Heineken and a mop, please.
Okay, we have 1 minute. Jacqueline, any last words?
I'll be looking forward to popping in sometime.
Soon.
Yes. Don't forget this Bette Midler face.
She does look like Bette Midler.
This is what I'm now saying to my clients. Remember me. I'm the Bette Midler of this department.
So. Okay. We have 2 minutes, 20 seconds, 20 seconds. And go to HollywoodConnections.biz. I hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to bring in some live agents. I think we're going to do more specials for an hour coming up, Larry. I think that would be good. More comics calling in. More stand-up comedy. Right?
Are you game for all that, Larry?
I say so. I was going to Checkers to get the 4 for $3 is what I was doing.
Oh.
Right after the show, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If Kelly shows up next week from Level Talent Group, all of us might be driving a new Lexus in 6 months.
Well, Peter, we're going to hook you up with Kelly. I'm going to get you her website or email. I needed you to pop in. I know we're on time, but we're going to get her in the station. I think it'd be great. Thank you so much. God bless. Give it to him. Watch things happen. Bye-bye. Bye.